Madison Cooper and his wife Martha. Besides being in business together, were there any social contacts between the families?
Yeah. Mr. Cooper Sr. and his wife lived at 18th and Austin, where they built their home. And directly back of them, Mr. Cooper's daughter, Lucille, married Walter Lacy. And the Lacys lived back just of the Coopers. And the Lacys had children. And I was friends with all the Lacy children. Walter Jr. and Roan and Lucille, Lawrence. And as I say, Madison was the only surviving child of Mr. and Ms. Cooper. And he was always in the background, more or less. And across the street from the library, he was active in the library. But I don't recall any particular social engagements between my father and Mr. and Ms. Cooper. They were friends. He worked with Mr. Cooper 7 days a week for 50 years. They got along fine. And Madison was never really a factor in the working of the Cooper Company until the very latest years when he formed the executive committee and was trying to take it over.
The Cooper family had other interests, as I understand it. Maybe some real estate and other things. Is that true?
Well, Mr. Cooper Madison had a big ranch, over 1,000 acres of land. And he raised cattle and sold milk. And Madison, it's in this book, all of this, I'm telling you.
Okay.
And I used to ask him about it. He'd go to New York every Christmas, more or less, and stay 2 or 3 weeks in New York City. And I asked him one time, I said, Madison, why do you go up there to New York, and why do you stay 2 or 3 days? Why don't you stay a month? He said, well, Jesse, I go up there, and I have shares in several stocks listed on the New York Stock Exchange, and I go to their annual meetings, and I've been doing it for 20 years, and they're nice to me. They let me make motions to adjourn and motions to pay a dividend and things like that. And I said, well, how do you determine how long you stay up there? He said, well, I stay till I'm sick of New York City, and that's usually about 2 weeks, and then I come on back to Texas. And I have no reason to doubt that that's exactly what he meant. Exactly the way he did it. But he was a wealthy man all his life. His father had left him lots of money, and he was a cautious person, and his dairy was a success. And I don't have any information as to what other businesses they may have owned.